Friday? Well, that's where we talk to you if you got a little something freaky about yourself, or in another case, if you know somebody and they're a little strange, a little weird, something that they do. Share it with us. Give us the good stuff. You can be on Freak Show Friday, 833-563-2539. And you can also slide into our DMs. That's how we set a lot of this up. That's where the freaks come, Mackenzie.
Do freaks know that they're freaks, though?
Yeah, and well, some do. I take that back. Some know, some don't. Some are excited they're freaky. Others, they don't realize it, that they're a little strange. Our DM that you can slide into, Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's go to a freak, whether they know it or not. They're calling in. Tanya, hey, what's going on?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. So why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, okay. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I have a peeping Tom, and I love it. Like,
wait, you love it?
I do. Like, so I live in an apartment complex, and there's a building like directly across from it with apartments. And there's a dude that has been watching me across the way. It's been like 4 months now. So it started because I was going into laundry and I like accidentally dropped my robe, and I look up and this guy is like glaring at me.
I would be like mortified.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
I'd be so creeped out.
No,
like, he's just full on staring at you and, like, across the way.
Oh yeah. I'm like, I wasn't freaked out, but I got a rush from it. It made me feel like so good that he was staring at me.
That would not be the same feeling for me, but all right.
And I just found myself like walking around nude just so he would stare at me. Like, it just like, it made me, I was so exhilarated. Like, when I just made me feel so good.
So if you're walking and you're like, drop your robe, but then you look and he's not home, or you're like, oh, forget it, and you put your robe back on.
What a waste.
What a waste.
Right? Like, true. Like, that totally has happened. I'm not even going to lie.
Wow.
But, like, y'all, I got so enthralled with it. Like, I even got busy with my boyfriend in front of the window on purpose, because, like, I know he's watching, and it feels like, it just makes me feel so sexy.
Wait, does your boyfriend know? Because, I mean, good for you for having self-confidence. And as long as you're not exposing yourself to kids, nothing wrong with that, I suppose. But
you like an audience,
it sounds
like.
But your boyfriend, though, like, if my wife was into that, I don't want my, you know, my little twig and berries for everybody to see. I don't want to know that.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Okay, so you got busy so the onlooker, your peeping Tom, could watch. But you didn't tell your boyfriend, you just...
No,
kept it a secret.
I didn't.
Okay.
No, because I'm afraid he won't understand. Like, I just, it makes me feel so good. How do I explain? I don't know.
Do you know this stranger? Like, have you ever run into him? Do you know, tried to look him up on social media at all? Do you know his name?
No, I don't even know his name. Like, I have no idea.
Is he good looking? Are you like into
him? What?
Like, do you want to meet him?
Is he an attractive person?
The stranger away across the way?
No, I really, honestly, no. I have no desire to meet him. It just makes me feel good that he's, like, so into me.
But he looks good, though. Come on, if it was some big, like, fat guy with a beer belly, if he looked like me, how about that? You'd be like, oh, my God, what a creep. Shut it down.
Joe, stop.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yes,
he's attractive.
Okay.
That is interesting. So what are your plans this weekend? You just prance around your apartment.
You know, bake some cookies, maybe a little nudity.
Joe, I feel like you're someone that would like a peeping Tom, or maybe like a peeping Jane. You would love that.
I do think about my neighbors sometimes. I don't walk around naked because it's really cold in my place, you know what I mean, if you get my drift. But I do walk around in my underwear a lot. Like, I'm shirtless, so my moobs are totally flopping around. But yeah.
If some lady was looking at you every day, Joe, you would tell us about
it.
No, I'd be like, yeah, there's this lady. She's looking. I see her looking at me through the window.
Not true. Dude, I'm insecure.
Yeah,
I'm insecure about my ding dong. Dude, don't get me wrong. If I had like a third arm, I'm like, oh, didn't see you there. But I'm at work with that.
You should just like theater of the mind. You should pump yourself up.
Let me tell you what, I keep on bumping into things with it. It's really, it's hard being me. I've got to wear sweatpants. All right, well.
This is interesting.
Tanya, you are a freak. But
Tanya.
I think the good kind of freak.
Meow. Hey, whatever floats your boat. She's like, yeah, I'm into it. Yeah. One time I had a photo shoot and I didn't realize it. So I was getting in a like kind of a hotel.
Okay.
And I didn't realize across the way, directly across, there were cubicles, like office cubicles. And I was definitely like changing outfits.
Did people see you?
Oh, no. Yeah. And I didn't realize. And then it was like not just one. It was like floor. Like people boarded their desks.
How do I get a job? How do I get a job in a building like that? That sounds wonderful. All right. Tanya, thank you for calling in today for Freak Show Friday. If you ever want to be on, you can call us at 833-563-2539 and tweet us. I'm actually interested to see what you think about that, if that's freaky or not. And maybe if you're into that kind of too, a little bit of, I guess, almost voyeurism. Radio Now AM show.